Ready for virtual fashion? People are spending more and more time online. So are digital clothes the next big thing?
Almost without anybody noticing, digital fashion has become a huge business in recent years. The most obvious form it takes is in the gaming world, where the skins that players buy for their avatars already represent a 47 billion euro a year industry. Nike has been selling virtual football boots to players of FIFA for years, and at its peak, Fortnite was making more than 280 million euros a month from skins. Almost all games allow people to play without spending money on personalizing their avatars, so those 47 billion euros are mostly due to people just wanting to look good. But that's just the start. In 2019, a Canadian man bought his wife a virtual dress by digital fashion house The Fabricant for 9,000 euros. Of course, she could only wear it online, but Instagram long ago demonstrated that the desire to look good on social media is possibly even stronger than it is in the real world. Nor was the high price he paid for the dress simply a question of exclusivity. Digital fashion presents similar problems to physical, which surprises people, explained Amber J. Slootin, co-founder of the company that made the dress. Drape and fit are just as key on a 3D model, and you run into challenges with how something fits on a certain part of the body. I truly believe we are going to be the first billion-dollar digital fashion company, Slootin's business partner, Carrie Murphy, predicted. The iPhone has only been out for, 10 years? Now it's an extension of our limbs. Our lives are becoming more, not less, virtual, especially as Gen Z comes of age. A few years later, in February 2021, another digital fashion company, RTFKT, pronounced Artifact, organized an online sale of 621 pairs of digital trainers it had designed in collaboration with an 18-year-old artist called Fowocious. They all sold within 7 minutes, generating more than 2.9 million euros in revenue. That's roughly 4,700 euros a pair. That may seem a lot, but it's a bargain when you discover that Artifact has sold virtual trainers for as much as 26,000 euros a pair in the past. It's not surprising, therefore, that Nike decided to buy the company later in the year for an undisclosed sum. Something strange has happened, says Benoit Pagato, the 38-year-old co-founder of Artifact. Now, occasionally when I browse Instagram and see normal pictures and normal shoes, it feels very boring, like I am looking at the past. None of this has gone unnoticed by the big fashion houses, almost all of whom are starting to collaborate with digital designers. Dolce & Gabbana, for example, showed its first hybrid digital and physical collection last year during the Milan Fashion Week. Because of our age, we are outsiders, said Domenico Dolce, aged 63. The metaverse is for a different generation, but you have to try and understand what is new. Because that's the big question of the future, the metaverse. There is skepticism about whether the virtual world that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and others are spending tens of billions to create will be the next step in our digital evolution. But if Zuckerberg is correct in predicting that a few years from now, many of us will be accustomed to working, shopping, and socializing as avatars in the metaverse, then there is a big and very valuable question waiting to be answered. What will all our millions of avatars be wearing?